This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Well, I guess I scared off Valeni. 248-539-9797. Don't forget we have a football blitz coming later in the program. All sorts of great, great stuff for you. We're talking about sports betting, and I had enough. I still do it. I still will bet, not a lot of money, but it does make things interesting. But when you're watching the actual game, it's just, for me, it's just too much. Less is more. And they just, live bets, you know, and some of the parlays. I mean, do I really need to see the SGA, I don't know, Ant Edwards assist parlay? No, not during the game. 248-539-9797. Let's go to the fine town of Highland Park. TJ, you're on 97.1 The Ticket.
Stoney, Mike, how's it going?
It's going good.
Just to touch with what you guys are talking about, it's a great topic. I'm an avid, you know, wager myself on sports. I prefer straight bets to parlays, but I think the saddest part of the whole situation is mainly just they've corrupted the average sports fans, you know, viewing of the game, if you will. Like, you can't just sit through a game and enjoy it, you know, whether you're wagering on it or not. They've eliminated the average person who just wants to see a game and not be, you know, confronted every 40 to 50 seconds with a different ad or a different parlay line you could take. And it seems like it's just getting to the point where it's exhausting. You know, if I'm seeing LeBron James in a DraftKings commercial, and yeah, I think you guys pointed out Jamie Foxx, like, it's just reached a point now where why can't we just have normal sports to a degree? You know, I understand everyone's an adult, and I do think wagering should be allowed. But it just seems like the average person here is just getting completely pushed out of the picture. And it's almost like they're forcing you to gamble if you're going to indulge in watching a game. And I didn't know what you guys thought about that.
You make a great point, TJ. And what they're doing is, because they're paying a lot of money to advertise, part of the advertising is obviously during in-game. I mean, if they just had the commercials, forgetting whether it's Jamie Foxx or FanDuel or whatever, that's fine during a commercial break. But sometimes they'll do animation across this, you know, and I don't need that.
I'm not arguing any of it.
I know. See,
go ahead, David.
The problem is I don't need to hear from Kenny and Chuck in the middle of a commercial about what their parlay is
right,
or what you should do. That's what I don't need. If you have it on the bottom screen, things like, I don't need that.
Well, the sweet spot in it, too, look, there has to be a space. Like, I will say this is like radio, if you're doing a four-hour show and it's football season and we do the picks – and it's two segments in 4 hours.
Yeah, it's fine.
That's kind of the deal. But like with the podcast, no, you're seeking it out. So I don't apologize.
Right, that's
for
a niche anyway.
But that's my whole point is
right,
from a growth metric standpoint of like where I'm at in my career and my life. And it's like, no, there's other things I want to do. Like, I genuinely enjoy working with Costa, and we see the world in different ways, but more sports talk and less of Marshall versus VTech. And it's like, oh dear Jesus again. So, like, no, believe me, I'm right there with you. And, Mike, I think part of it, look, this is where I look to the people. For guys like us, we're too close to them.
Right.
The amount of sports we watch is unhealthy.
Exactly.
It's ridiculous.
I know.
We're not digging ditches.
No.
This is not a tiny violin routine.
No.
I'm making a point. I had a caller yesterday. It was phenomenal by him. But he was explaining something about the WNBA to me. And he goes, Mike, the thing is like, you're in sports, so your face is as close to the painting as possible. He goes, when you step back, it looks different. He's 1,000% right.
Yeah.
With this, I don't know if it's something that bothers you and I, because we're simply watching too much. But for what TJ just said, I agree with him. You're almost making, I think, a vast majority of people, they don't bet.
Right.
And you're almost like alienating them.
Exactly.
And it's a weird space to be in. And I think it'll find its level because it has to. And ultimately, these companies, look, there's a reason FanDuel leaves mature markets.
Right.
They've squeezed the orange dry. They need to go wherever a new burgeoning market is. But overall, like, yeah, we're at this zenith right now. I will expect in the next 18 to 24 months, it has to roll back.
Oh, yeah, and I expect maybe, I mean, who knows, like FanDuel and DraftKings or something to merge into this, like, like a super company. There's going to be less and less because those ones who advertise, and FanDuel.
Look, it's a niche thing.
One. Yeah.
It's a fun club to have in your golf bag, but it can't be everything all the time. So, no, I don't think you're old Stony or yelling at clouds. And as someone who produces multiple products centered around the NFL,
right,
there is no league more prevalent in gambling.
Correct, which is fine.
I'm keenly aware of it. And look, we're going to do picks. It's called Cash the Ticket. But I'm absolutely going to open up more conversation with Jim and less of the other stuff because I want to enjoy it.
Yeah.
Look, Jim's breaking down Georgia State and San Jose State. I'll see you guys in five.
Well, let me ask you this. What's worse, all the gambling stuff during the game, or when you're watching, particularly a baseball game, and even when you go to Comerica Park, when they don't have the batting averages up there anymore, it's OPS, it's exit velo, it's this and this. Yeah. It's like, what? I understand most of it, but the average person, they just want to watch a game. They don't want to see those stats. You know, the OPS, I think, is...
I think the evolution of data, I'm okay with it.
Some of it. OPS is great. I think that is so much more relevant and accurate than batting average, because it is. But do I really need to know the exit velo?
No, you don't. But again, I'm not going to... That option A, what you said of like, hey, here's Charles Barkley interrupting action to tell you. I don't care. Okay. Let's go to Mike, 97.1. Mike, what's going on, pal?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Not too bad. How about yourself, good. Mike and Stony?
Good.
Stony, you feeling better now? You got some food in you?
Yes,
you're feeling
I do.
Yourself again?
Yep. He's leveling out, Mike. We feel like his glycogen levels are where they need to be. Mm-hmm. He's feeling good now.
All right, good. Good, good. Hey, listen. The betting, especially on FanDuel during a ball game with the Tigers, it's terrible. I don't need to know the odds for when Riley Green, Spencer Torkelson, any of them guys are going to hit a bomb. I just want to watch the game and enjoy the commentary with Dirks and Benetti. You know, it's out of hand right now. It's insane.
I'm with you completely.
Yeah.
There's Mike, and I think it has to change because ultimately – they're oversaturating the marketplace. And look, I can only speak to you, Mike. I don't know how much you listen to the show, but like you, if you listen a lot.
Well, I listen to this every day.
Yeah,
I can.
You've heard the changes we've made on this show and how we're I want to move away from it where it's just you wet your whistle for a segment and that's it. Because the average guy is like you, Mike. They're not knee deep in this stuff, nor should they be. It's just something. Hey, you want to have a little action? You disagree with a buddy? You want to place a bet? That's fine. But I'm with you. I don't need a same-game parlay brought to you by John Keating. I don't care.
Right. Exactly. So, hey, thank you guys very much, and I'll keep listening to the show, but appreciate your time.
You got it, Mikey. Let's go over to Doug, 97.1. Douglas, what's the good word?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I'm with you guys. When I'm watching a baseball game, I want to see the batter's stats on the screen, not the payouts for if they get one or more hits or hit a home run that game. Give me stats, not payouts. It's just too much. I choose not to bet on sports, so those numbers don't mean anything to me.
Right.
And I'd like to think I'm in the majority of people watching the game. Am I being naive?
No.
No.
Not at all. I don't think you are at all, Douglas. I mean, I can't put a percentage on it. I'm not smart enough to tell you. But for me, I'd be shocked if more than 50% of people watching the game bet.
Oh, no, there's no way.
I'd be shocked. So, yeah, Doug, I think that's just where it's going to land. But Stony said it, Doug. You know, these companies paid a lot. and they have got to squeeze the orange dry.
Yes.
They need to recoup those costs. I get it. But they don't have to shove it down our throat that badly, do they?
No. It's like anything else. I mean, Doug, listen, I did a topic the other day. How much more WNBA am I going to have jammed in my eyeballs before we just accept a majority of people do not watch this? I'm tuning into SportsCenter. I'd like to see hockey highlights, baseball highlights. Doug, I tried 3 times over Memorial Day weekend to catch up on the day of baseball, and I'm looking at highlights of WNBA teams that I've never heard of with WNBA players that no one's ever heard of. I don't care. But, Doug, why? ESPN's got the rights. They've got to try to recoup, and they're trying to strike while the iron's hot because of Caitlin Clark. It's the same principle.
Right.
I've even seen the WNBA be the lead story on Good Morning America, a national TV show. Come on.
Hey, listen.
Look, Caitlin Clark right now is basically not as good. She's Tiger Woods. I mean, she's hurt for two weeks. She got an injury, and the ticket prices have dropped like 75%.
Right, but that tells you everything you need to know.
Yeah.
That if I go to ESPN.com and I'm in the middle of a Stanley Cup playoff and in the middle of an NBA playoff and I have wonderful stories in baseball and you have post-draft and you have OTAs, you cannot have the top 70 stories be WNBA.
Yeah, that's true. But she is top of mind for a lot of freaking
people.
Okay,
but here would be my one difference. Okay. Fine. Let's say that's the case. This is just like the gambling topic.
Yeah.
What percentage of people, regardless of race, color, creed, gender, who turn into SportsCenter actually give an F?
I think they do about her. I don't think they care about any if her team, the Indiana Fever, is not playing. They don't care about the Atlanta Dream.
Listen. I tune in. I leave. I come back 5 minutes later. We're still doing WNBA highlights. There's 8 million baseball games that took place. Can I get a highlight package, please? It's the same thing as what you're bringing up about the gambling.
I know. I understand it.
I just think we're in a moment in time. It'll pass. I can fix one of them with the products that I run. I can't fix the other.
No, I understand that.
248-539-9797. We'll get with the people. David, I know we're way behind on ticket text. We do have a lot to do today, and part of it is going to be a Tigers conversation. We're going to have it. We're going to have it at 3 o'clock. Well, I won't be negative about it. I think people have lost their minds on something, and we're going to have a nice conversation. That's all. David, you're rubbing your head. You're stressed. What's wrong? What have I done to you?
Nothing.
I know you've enjoyed your time off this week. What have I done?
Nothing. Oh, you're great. Nothing. It's not about you.
It's about Kenny? Is Kenny out of line again?
No. He's answering phones. He's good.
I was going to say Rico's not here. You can't blame Rico. So, like, I'm just
it's
making
him.
Sure.
It's like, no, I'm sorry.
It's Rico's fault.
Are there any whacked out ticket texts? Is that what you're, no? Okay.
As long as that thing is on, I'm sure the answer is yes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.